thank you all for being here and for the important work that you do. My name is Terry Van Dyne, and I represent Buncombe County. Let me reiterate what Senator Jackson has said, that this legislation that we're talking about is not about religious freedom. What I know about the people in my district is that their faith is at the core of their being. And I will defend with every fiber of my being their right to practice religion as they choose. But this is not about religion. This is about fairness. It is about equal protection under the law. And it is about working for a North Carolina that looks forward towards a future where everyone has an opportunity to live their fullest life. Courts throughout the country have ruled that it is wrong to legitimize discrimination. I think that bears repeating. It is wrong to legitimize discrimination. And we stand here together to add our voices to theirs. I represent a district that is home to thousands of same-sex couples and LGBT individuals, families I know personally who are on my mind as I speak today. These are people who live every day as second-class citizens and are seeking something that you and I utterly take for granted, and that is the freedom to love who they love and to be who they are. Denying them the right to live their lives as their true selves is not only wrong, but it stifles our ability as a state to realize our own potential. It is time for us to turn this page and say once and for all that North Carolina is moving forward. We are open for business, and we welcome without reservation everyone who wants to help us build a better future for ourselves and our children. Come visit our mountains and our beaches and all the wonderful places in between. Bring your families and your friends. If you want to start a business, if you want to expand a business, we want to help you be successful. But we cannot be that in North Carolina if at the same time we allow anyone to be treated as second class. It is my hope that reason and justice will prevail and that we will move forward together to address the issues we were sent here to address: jobs, education, and providing opportunity for North Carolina. Thank you very much.